Welcome to today's deep dive. We're jumping right into day four, week two of your workbook. Law two, right? Frugality breeds wealth. Cheapness leads to poverty. I'm a psychology professor, and I'm joined by our resident neuroscientist.
Hey, everyone. Yeah, and today is, well, it's a big pivot. We're taking all the conceptual theory from this week and turning it into actual neural rewiring.
Exactly. Because usually, you know, budgeting feels like, I don't know, engineering. You cut expenses, the spreadsheet balances, and boom, that's it. But from a behavioral psychology standpoint, it's way more murky.
Oh, completely. It's a really messy cognitive landscape.
Yeah.
But that's why today's work centers on the true method, TRUE, total return on every expenditure.
Right. So it's a mental filter.
Yeah. And to really disrupt those automatic, you know, poverty-inducing scarcity loops in the brain, you have to run purchases through all four parts.
Which are time horizon, real cost, utility, and exchange. And I mean, those first three are pretty straightforward baseline checks. Like, when does this break? What are the hidden fees? And will I actually use it?
Right. Exactly. But exchange is the neurobiological heavy hitter here. It forces you to look at money as your stored biological energy.
Wait, stored biological energy. I love that phrasing.
Yeah, I mean, you spent physical time and sweat to earn that cash. So when you evaluate a purchase as a trade for your literal life energy, it totally shifts how your brain processes its value.
I actually always tell my students this formula is basically cognitive behavioral therapy for your wallet. You know, you're not just doing math, you're catching that that reflexive dopamine-driven urge to buy cheap.
Right, right. You force the brain to pause.
Exactly. You pause and process long-term value instead of immediate gratification.
And because exchange brings up those hidden emotional drives, your assignment today isn't about being perfect. It's really about getting completely uncomfortably honest with yourself.
Total honesty. So you have two specific questions in the workbook today. Number one, which specific point of the true method is your weakest link? And number two, what is one thing you're thinking about buying right now, and what should its actual service life be?
Those are tough questions to actually sit with.
They really are. But I actually want to push back on this approach a little bit from a psych perspective.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Well, say a listener realizes their weakest link is utility. You know, like they constantly buy expensive hiking gear that they never actually use. Isn't that usually masking a deeper emotional need for an identity, like being an outdoorsy person, rather than just a simple math error in the true formula?
Oh, you're spot on. It absolutely exposes an emotional need. But see, I wouldn't call that a flaw in the method at all.
Really? How so?
Because the true filter is exactly what drags that emotional need to the surface. It strips away the whole, you know, oh, but it was on sale excuse.
Ah, I see. So it forces you to confront why you're actually trying to buy that identity in the first place.
Exactly. And confronting that why is exactly the reason daily repetition is so critical here.
Which brings us to the daily routine. Do not forget to review your custom stack three times today.
Yes, please don't skip this.
It takes barely any time. Just read the three mental code rewrites you drafted to catch your scarcity mindset. Review your three distilla points from the chapter and read your two favorite quotes to anchor your focus. Oh, and your bedtime question tonight.
The biological why behind doing this three times a day is neuroplasticity.
Mm-hmm.
Like every single time you pause to run a purchase through the true filter or review your stack, you fire a new neural pathway.
Right. You're basically building a new road.
Yeah. And repeating the stack triggers myelination. You're essentially paving that new dirt road with asphalt.
Making frugality the path of least resistance.
Exactly. You physically overwrite the old cheap programming with a brand new frugal operating system.
Which sets up day five perfectly, because tomorrow you're going to take this newly paved true filter and ruthlessly apply it to a real life past purchase that you deeply regret.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That exercise completely changes how you view your past decisions.
So as you go about your day, think back to that idea of exchange. If money is quite literally a battery storing your past time and effort, what specific piece of your own life's energy are you throwing away every time you settle for a cheap shortcut?